You're about to listen to our John Jay and Rich On Demand podcast. If you aren't already, please subscribe to this podcast and all of our family of John Jay and Rich podcasts. Now, here's what happened on John Jay and Rich today.
John Jay and Rich.
Say goodbye to Trump and Pence. As we prepare for the inaugural.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. I just
flipped the switch. What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
All right, so Joe Biden becomes the 46th president of the United States today. It's John Jay and Rich. Our phone number is 877-937-1047. Inauguration. Never been to inauguration before. Never even really paid attention to one.
Well, it's going to be on all day.
Yeah, it is.
Wall-to-wall coverage.
I don't even really remember the last one.
I don't either.
Yeah. But, you know.
Lots of celebrities involved today.
Yeah? Like what? Like who? What kind of celebrities? Oh, like J-Lo? Mm-hmm.
Justin Timberlake.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Lots of them.
Wow.
There's even some country ones, which is a big deal. In the country world.
Garth Brooks, right? Garth Brooks.
Tim McGraw.
Because they're making a big statement going, hey, it's not about politics. It's just about
I agree.
America.
So they're like, because like Garth Brooks is like Republican. Most country music people are like, they go Republican. So
this is
about, so they're probably making it's all about uniting. Mm-hmm. So they take it the first step to be, we're all together.
Yeah, Garth Brooks, he said basically, you know, whoever the president is, it's an honor to be invited and to be able to perform there.
That's how I've always looked at it. Like who doesn't matter who it is. If you got invited to the White House, I don't care who it is. I'd go. I'm like, it's a freaking White House.
Heck yeah.
Man, George Washington lived here. I think. I don't know.
You'd have to go and steal some toilet paper or something. Yeah.
So, like, you know how coronavirus is still like in the news.
Yeah.
Big
news,
right? Yeah.
So my wife today
breaking news.
My wife's dad, my father-in-law, is I think 80, 81, 82, and he's been waiting to get the virus vaccine. And so he got on the list, or I don't know how it works, and she's taking him today to go get the vaccine. And she's taking my stepmother-in-law. And when they go, I guess, I'm not sure, and so they're preparing, when you go and you're doing it in a car, that I think if you're in the car, you can get vaccined, right? So everyone in the car, I think, do you guys know?
I have no idea.
So my wife says that, like, she was, so I think my mother-in-law's going to get it. She goes, what happens if they ask me? Should I get it? Is that going to take away from someone else? I'm like, I don't know. If you want to get it, get it. If they offer it to you, get it, I guess. I don't know how that works, and she doesn't know either. So we're kind of preparing. She goes, well, what would you do? And I said, well, I've already created this thing in my head where I only want to get the vaccine from somebody named Maxine. And I only want to get it, like, if I'm in an airplane and we're on the freeway, on the runway, and we're taxiing.
You are so random. Only you.
Okay.
And if she's done faxing from the airplane.
Only
all those things happen. That's when I'll get the vaccine.
Maxine.
Okay.
If you are a Maxine that is giving out vaccines, will you please contact us?
How would you not want to? I'm a Maxine. I got to give out the vaccine. Wait, it's like she's running through a crowd. I'm Maxine.
With the vaccine?
Are you Maxine with the vaccine?
I don't know too many Maxines.
I don't know one.
No, but she seems like she would be giving out the vaccine.
I guess if that's your name, you might be destined for it or something.
Anyway.
If that's how she's deciding whether she's gonna take it.
That's how I'm deciding.
That's how I'm deciding.
If I was in the car and they're like, the nurse gives my father-in-law the shot, then gives my mother-in-law a shot, then gives Blake the shot, and then she goes, would you like one? I go, what's your name? And she goes, Kimberly? No, that doesn't. Vaccine doesn't run with Kimberly.
I'll take my chances.
If your name is Maxine, I got to. I'm in.
What about Francine?
Francine. Francine?
Tough.
With the vaccine? Uh-huh. Oh, I'd have to do that too. That would work.
Add a name to the list. Uh-huh.
I'm already like OCD about it that I've gone through the rhyme in my head. So I haven't gone with Francine, which you would think that's the first name I think of.
Yeah. Usually is your go-to.
Francine's been a part of my life forever. Anyway. So
big day.
It is a big day. So anyway. I went yesterday and Kyle and I go to the same place for our face. And I got like a little Botox, you know? And then just to let you know, I don't know what's going to happen to my face. Because I have sleep apnea and I sleep with a breathing machine and a CPAP. It's called a CPAP. And I have to wear this mask. And my mask leaks. Air comes out of the mask and it covers my nose, my mouth, and right under my eyes. So it's like, you know, like a scuba mask. And it leaks. So when it leaks, I tie it. I have to push down really tight, right? And over my forehead too. So that's where the straps are. So yesterday when I went to MD Skin Lounge, Skin Clinic.
It's not a clinic.
MD Skin Lounge is where I go. I went and they did this thing to my face, clear and brilliant. It's a procedure they do. What do? They burn your skin off.
Oh my God.
No, they do not burn your skin off. They basically, it's like little tiny holes and it opens up your skin to create more collagen. So it's like for tone and texture.
And it burns.
It makes your face look beautiful. But yeah.
Kyle loves it. Kyle's like,
that's like my favorite treatment because afterwards your face turns like to sandpaper for a couple of days. It feels so weird. And then when the sandpaper's gone, it's like, oh my God, is this my skin?
Yeah. So they did that to my face yesterday. My face gets beet red. And then she's like, let me give you some Botox. And then she goes, let me give you some filler. Filler, right? And I'm like, okay, filler. You know, like, and I kind of looked at it like, I lost some weight. Don't put the fat back in my face. Like, yeah. I want to look gaunt, but I let her because she's genius, right? Her name's Jamie. So she puts some filler in my face and stuff. So then cut to when it's time for me to go to bed at night, I put my mask on. And I had nightmares all night thinking that my mask moved all the filler around my face. So now I've got lumps. Do you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I don't know what filler is. So if she can put filler in my face and move things around, all of a sudden it still must be fresh in my head. So now I've got like mask filler. So now I feel like I've got like, I look like some
like
sort
a
of
dent.
Like tumors. Like now I've got tumors all around my face. So I don't know what. So this morning I wake up and I just start trying to mold my face. Like I think my face should look like. And I'm like, oh God. So I went and I jumped in my hot tub and I'm trying to loosen up my face. And I'm like trying to move my face. And I need to look nice for the inauguration. And I'm pushing.
What? That you're not going to.
I need to look nice for Maxine and Francine. So I'm seriously like, this is such a weird thing. So I can't wait to like text Jamie later today and be like, my weird, like the anxiety I had, is that real or did the filler like freeze at 4 p.m.? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm so terrified that I've molded my face to look bizarre.
No, you look fine right now.
I feel like I look like the guy from Mask.
No, what's that guy's name? Don't.
Eric, the kid, I can't remember his
name. A lot of times you come in here and it's like, you can kind of tell the days where maybe you're running a little late because you still have the mask lines. You don't today.
Because I spent a lot of time massaging my face to get the lines out and the filler. I'm going to have like all
my
face.
Good job. It
might look like I'm in a wind tunnel, you know, because of everything they did to my face.
No.
I've got so bizarre. So anyway, I'm really concerned about my face. John Jane Rich.
If we talked about this stuff on the air, we'd straight up get fired. But since it's on a podcast, it's totally cool. John Jane Rich, afterwards on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was going through my Time Hop app, which takes all my social media from however long social media's been around and presents it to me for whatever happened on this day a year ago, 10 years ago, whatever. And Kyle and I are on the same page about our dogs. We had all the dogs in the studio. Everyone had their dog in the studio. And there was an incident that happened where I think it was Joey's dog and my dog got into a fight. One of our dogs got into a fight. And Kyle's like, whoa, Larry, whoa. Joey's dog's name is Larry. Whoa, Larry. Whoa, Larry. Whoa, Larry. And we thought it was when it was Bring Your Dog to Work Day. Kyle and I are like, Bring Your Dog to Work Day.
Could have sworn.
4 years ago. It happened 4 years ago today.
Wow.
And it was when we did another event called the inauguration. Everyone brought their dogs in for the inauguration. And we decided we're not doing that today because it was a disaster. It was a disaster. And on the pictures, I just reposted it. Like, we had all our spouses bring our dogs in. So that's why there were all these dogs in here. And it was a disaster. And here's what happened 4 years ago today.
Hit refresh.
Right. Oh, now it's happening. Yeah. Now it's really happening. It's Larry. It's Larry.
Yeah.
It's Larry and Harvey. It's Larry and Harvey.
Who is it? Who's it?
He does not like that dog.
Who was fighting? Larry David and Harvey?
Yeah.
Oh, just let him.
Whoa, Larry. Whoa.
The dog, if it's
happening.
Let me at him.
Their tails are wagging. They're having fun.
Oh, my God. Larry. Oh, Larry. Oh, hey. Oh, God.
We're hoping for a more peaceful transition of power today at the inauguration.
You are not the dog whisperer.
So that was 4 years ago. It'll be much more peaceful today in the real inauguration. Suzanne, what's the vibe for horoscopes today?
Well, it's officially Aquarius season, so I'll let you know how it's going to affect your horoscope sign.
Suzette Scopes, next, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, horoscope vibe today, Susie.
This is how Aquarius season 2021 will affect your horoscope sign, because it is the first day of Aquarius season. Whole new season.
Shanae, Gemini, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Shanae. So for Geminis, check it out. The Aquarius season will make you question and challenge the norms of society. The big Aquarius energy will push you to see matters from a different perspective. So if you want this season to better you and for it to not be as tough, you have to promise yourself that you're going to embrace a whole new vibe during the new moon on February 11th. So this season's going to make you question a lot of things.
Okay, so I gotta accept change and question what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I think you're already going to question a lot of things, so I think it's just like going in with a different perspective and a little bit more open-minded, so it's not as tough for you.
All right. Gotcha.
Where are you? Where are you, Shanae? Huh? Are you at the inauguration right now? It sounds like you're there while they're setting up.
No, I am actually in our sign-in room, and I am signing a piece of paper for my manager right now.
Mm-hmm. At the inauguration?
Right. No, I had to sign a piece of paper for my manager. So I'm standing here talking to you guys on the radio and doing this for him.
At the White House?
Yes, at our big station house. I can't call it the White House.
Okay, good. I'm just trying to have a presence with the inauguration. Shanae's our correspondent. Shanae's our correspondence person at the White House inauguration right now.
Also works for miles away.
Also works for FedEx.
She's
delivering. Right.
Delivering packages
right
now.
That's how we roll around here, guys.
All right, Shanae, have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, John Jay, for Virgos, how will the Aquarius season affect you? Well, we know your life is full of errands and meetings. Right now, it's important to put all activities on the back burner and treat yourself to some relaxation.
All right. Yeah.
You need to take a short rest at the beginning of the season during the full moon on January 28th. You need to unwind by soaking in a hot bath, lighting candles, and listening to something that's soothing. Be ready to step up your game, though. On February 11th.
So whenever my wife asks me to be in some meeting or something, I would be like, hey, I got to put that stuff on the back burner.
Got to take it easy right now.
It's Aquarius season.
Mm-hmm. Pamper time.
Yes, mm-hmm. I got to get ready for February 11th. Who knows what's happening then?
As if John Jay needed any other excuses to do nothing.
I know, right? That is your life. Oh, man. Kyle, for Libras, Aquarius season will be prosperous for you. The full moon on January 28th will bring out your passions and bring you face-to-face with your dreams. All of your visions will be attainable during the new moon on February 11th. You could even formulate a money-making plan around these creative desires that you've been probably postponing on a project, and this season is the time to get the ball rolling on that. Slowly but surely, things will start to happen, and just know that you're on the right path to success.
Excellent.
Great.
Well, I better get on that.
That's a really good one for Libra. Rich, for Pisces, how will Aquarius season affect you? Well, we know you're really good at living in your own bubble. All those years of swimming around your imaginary world will pay off. It's actually going to force you to ignite your romantic side. And Valentine's Day is coming up.
Ooh.
Little. You better plan something. Also, on January 26th, you'll wake up from your beautiful daydream, and it'll push you to take on a more responsible role at work.
I need to be more responsible. You're right.
You are very responsible. And for a Capricorn, during Aquarius season, your confidence will be at a high. There's literally nothing you can't achieve right now. However, it's time to get your spending under control. With a little finessing on your part during Mercury in retrograde, which is like right now, you'll save cash during the full moon on January 28th. Luckily, this season will bring in some genuine good vibes. So if you focus on boosting your self-esteem and bank account, you'll be good.
All right, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if we didn't get to your horoscope, we'll post it up at johnjayandrich.com. In the meantime, Kyle, what's something you are working on for three things we need to know?
Okay, so today marks the first day of 10 straight, very special days that we won't see in a while. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John, Jay, and Rich.
Blow us up on text if you want. You can even troll us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
So yesterday was President Trump's last full day, and what he did with his day was grant clemency to nearly 150 people in the final hours, including prominent allies, high-profile entertainers, a.k.a. Lil Wayne, Kodak Black. There was some expectancy from Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, and he did not get clemency, so he will remain in jail. Also, there was rumors that Julian Assange and Edward Snowden would be granted, and they were not on the list. Now, Trump celebrated his administration's accomplishments and wished his successor luck in a farewell speech.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come. Thank you and farewell. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Of course, his successors, President Biden and Kamala Harris, it will be a historic day. We are about 3 hours away from when Kamala takes her oath, and then Biden will speak afterwards, take his oath. And then, you know, lots of celebrities involved in today's inauguration. We got Gaga, J-Lo, Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, et cetera, Bon Jovi, a bunch of country stars. I mean, it's a big to-do, obviously. It's a big day in history for the United States. Now, as you know, we're still dealing with COVID, and we are, or some people are looking forward to stimulus checks, that stimulus money, that next round of it. But apparently some people are actually throwing away the money that's coming, because instead of sending checks like the first time, the IRS decided they could speed things up by sending the second stimulus payment via debit cards. But apparently they're coming and they look like junk mail. You know, when like credit card companies try to send you a fake debit card so that you sign up. Some people are going, oh, that's junk mail. Is it? Where's my check?
It's so hard to tell what's a scam and what's legit. I don't even know now.
And supposedly, the envelopes that they're coming in don't really look like they're coming from the IRS, and they're not really coming with a letter that looks official. So yeah, like Suzette said, there's been a lot of scams surrounding this. So people are sort of not realizing they're actually getting their stimulus debit card, which is, yeah.
And nobody told us about that even a little.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Now, if you may have accidentally thrown your stimulus payment away, you can claim it on your federal income tax form, or you could call the IRS, but I don't know. That might take a while to get someone forever actually on the phone. So this I just thought was a pretty interesting fact, and something that each day for the next 10 days, I feel like I'm going to get excited about. But really, it's just like, it's nothing. But it's kind of exciting, too. So today marks the first of 10 straight days of palindromes. So the date is the same forward and backwards from 1/20/21 all the way through the 29th, 1/29/21. That's the case. It's a fate. It's the same forward and backwards.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I think that's really cool. Kind of a fun thing for you to sort of celebrate, if you will. And also you can, you know, drop the word palindrome with people, and, you know.
It's a big one.
Yeah,
it is. That's a $3 word at least.
Exactly. So that's three things you need to know.
All right, we got John J. Stacks of Rich's Life Hacks.
John J. Stacks and Rich's Life Hacks.
That's coming up next, John J. and Rich.
John J. and Rich.
All right, let's get to John J. Stacks, Rich's Life Hacks.
John J. Stacks, Rich's Life Hacks.
Let's go. Let's go on this inauguration day. All my information today is all inauguration related. A survey asked adults how often they take naps. Like, does everybody in here take naps?
I do. I don't.
Usually by like Thursday or Friday, I have to.
I tried to take a nap yesterday, so I took it in the hyperbaric chamber. Took a 90-minute nap in the hyperbaric chamber.
That's nice.
Yeah, it really amplifies naps. It's a different ballgame. But anyway, a new survey asked adults how often they take naps. The most common answer: never.
Lies.
Only 8% of people say they take naps often. A woman is going viral on TikTok for a trick she came up with to catch a cheater. You take a lint roller on the carpet and you roll it all over your significant other's bedroom floor. And if it picks up any hairs that aren't yours, he's cheating. She's a brunette and she found red hair.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you would have to have different hair than that person.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they would have to be cheating on you in your own room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You go to his room and you roll it on the floor in his room and you're like, what's up with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, not his car or
whatever,
hotel room.
A scientist says he believes the Loch Ness Monster is actually an ancient species of sea turtle that wound up in Loch Ness at the end of the last ice age. And he's got proof. All right. When you're wearing a mask and need to sneeze, what do you do? Kyle?
I've just sneezed into the mask.
Suzette?
Same. Depends where I'm at.
How do you mean?
Like if I'm by myself and I have a mask on, then I'll take it off to sneeze and I'll sneeze into my arm. But if I'm around people, I'll just sneeze into my mask.
Rich?
I've surprised sneezed into a mask before. I'd prefer to take it off and sneeze in my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're with people?
I was like walking through a parking lot and it just came up and was right in the mask. So then I got rid of the mask.
Oh, I sneeze in the mask all the time. I love it. I think it's great.
Oh, I hate it.
Why do you love it?
Afterwards, it's like your sneeze is in there.
Yeah.
You feel like you need to switch masks.
That's exactly what you got to do.
It doesn't bother me. I think it's great. I like sneeze. I feel so proud. I almost sneeze with my arms wide open with the mask on. Phew! What's up? We're good. Everybody good. The mask on. Anyway, 41% of people keep the mask on and sneeze into it. 31% pull it down and sneeze in their clothes or their hands. And 2% just sneeze into the air. When it's safe to go back to the office, people might not want to. 86% of people who've been working remotely say they're interested in keeping things the way they are in the future. If this work from home thing continues a lot longer, Nissan will have everyone covered. They've just created a concept car that's a minivan with an entire desk and workspace built in.
I'm not all that opposed. Kind of cool.
That really takes the whole minivan thing.
Wow.
You got your whole office in? You just park outside here.
Yeah.
Fucking do the radio show from the parking lot.
Take meetings in there.
Yeah. You can travel.
That'd be kind of dope.
Work.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Thanks to coronavirus, Netflix exceeded expectations and ended 2020 with 204 million subscribers.
And then they raised prices.
Yep.
Thanks, Netflix.
There's a Willy Wonka prequel.
What?
It's going to come out in 2023. Drake is the first artist to pass 50 billion streams on Spotify.
And he has his album coming out this month, supposedly. So.
Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo debuted at number one on the Hot 100 chart. This is gross, what I'm about to tell you. The sentence is gross. DJ Khaled and Fat Joe have a joint OnlyFans account.
I'm just like, what kind of content are they going to give us in their OnlyFans account? Is it going to be like music related?
Okay, it's not gross.
It's random.
They're dishing out exclusive motivational, inspirational content.
Oh, that's cool.
I know, but when you hear that line, because you think sex with OnlyFans. A list has come out about celebrities and the craziest place they've had sex. Por ejemplo, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. They did it on a plane to Thailand in first class under a blanket. Ooh. J-Lo did it on a balcony. Didn't say with who, though. Kim Kardashian did it in a public movie theater. Didn't say with who. Michael B. Jordan, movie theater. Charlie Sheen did it in the Eiffel Tower. Jenny McCarthy did it in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Gerard Butler did it on the side of a volcano and also on a glacier. Zac Efron did it at the prom.
Fire and ice.
Gerard Butler.
At the prom.
Wow.
Yeah. Rich, what do you got for life hacks?
Well, interested that we were talking about masks, because this has been a little bit of a problem for me when it comes to mask wearing. When you walk outside and you're walking into a place and you still have your glasses on, sunglasses are just regular glasses, the glasses all fog up. Mm-hmm. So experts have come together, and the first solution, I know John Jay would never try in a million years, but I'm going to tell you what it is anyway. How to keep your glasses from fogging up when you put on a mask? The first one is to wash your glasses with soapy water. I don't see you doing that, though. Mm.
I've done it before, but yeah, not a big, it's just too time consuming.
But they say because you breathe up, unless you have an N95 mask or a mask with a little wire in it, the best solution is to take a little tissue and put it towards the top of your mask. And then when you put on your glasses, your air that you breathe will go down instead of up, and then your glasses stay unfoggy. So if you have foggy glasses because of mask wear, there is your solutions right there. Clean them with soap and water and use a Kleenex. And all those are up at johnjayandrich.com.
So, Kyle, yesterday I gave you a little heads up on a... Sometimes it's kind of weird. You know how you go eat at a restaurant, you get an appetizer?
Mm-hmm.
Before you eat, you have to eat something. Sometimes with TV shows, I like I'm interested in the TV show, and I think Kyle might be interested in the TV show. And before I get to the TV show, I might tell Kyle about the TV show and see what she thinks about it before I get to it. And it was called Bling Empire, because I saw the commercial for it. I was kind of like, okay, I might get into this. I might not. And then I was going to get into it yesterday, but I ended up taking a nap instead. Did you venture into this world?
I did. It's so funny because if you see the trailer for it, you're like, oh, it's like Crazy Rich Asians, mm-hmm. but a reality show. Mm-hmm. And in the very first scene, well, I don't know if it's in the first scene, but in the first episode, one of the guys is like, I saw Crazy Rich Asians and I didn't think it was real, but this is the real Crazy Rich Asians. So it's like these like billionaire Asians that live in LA, and you're following each one of their lives, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of insane.
How
it's
far crazy. Are you? Oh, you're watching it too?
I think I'm on the third episode.
I watched probably like 15 minutes of the first episode, and it is crazy. Like they,
it's like, so fun.
It is so, they have so much money. It's insane.
This one lady is like, she's Russian and Korean, and her parents, she was born into all this money, like billions and billions of dollars, because her parents do weapons. So her dad sells like bombs and militia like stuff and stuff like that. And the
first scene
you see of her is her in her closet with a sledgehammer, like breaking down her closet wall because she doesn't like it. And then she goes into, she wants to take her friend somewhere for her birthday. So she's like, I just wanted to like take her to my favorite restaurant. And my favorite restaurant is Bon Soigny in Paris. So they take this private jet to Paris so she can take her friend to her favorite restaurant for her friend's birthday. But before they do that, they stop off in this high-end jewelry shop. And she's like, here, get what you want. It's like wow. Insane.
It's like Rich and me at Waffle House.
Exactly. Get whatever you want.
Wow, whatever. You're still going for $4.
So far, I think the characters are really fun.
It's on Netflix. It's called Bling Empire, so we're going to check it out. All right, so we got a John Jay and Rich drunk dial line, 602-888-1933. So when you're out drinking, you can call us. We got a couple of funny voicemails next, John Jay and Rich.
Text us. We won't ghost you. Like that guy you matched with online and went out with once, and he said he wanted to go out again, but hasn't responded to your last four messages. Anyway, text JJR and your message to 96893. John Jay and Rich.
All right, so we got the drunk dial line. You can call us anytime at 602-888-1933. If you're out drinking, watching the inauguration, and then we might play your messages on the air, like this one.
Hey, John, Rich, and Jay, and Suzette, and Kyle. This is Sean. So I hear a lot of awesome phone calls of how awesome you guys are, but like, I really want to point out how awesome Grant's cat is awesome, because cats don't get enough respect in the radio and in TV and news, because like you guys, like you got John Jay's, like Rich's John dog rescue and stuff, but you don't talk a lot about cats. So like, I think that like cats are underrated. So I just want to make this voicemail to Grant and his cat awesome. And just let you know, Grant, like you're awesome, and your cats are awesome, and cats are awesome. And I just, hang on. I just want to say that I love y'all's show. Goodbye.
What's he doing?
Taking a little hit.
Oh, so he was smoking a little bit there.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Son, I thought he was like stapling something. I thought he was putting together folders. Putting together my syllabus for my next class.
I like at first he almost called you Chandra. And I was like, oh, sort of like Chandra. Right.
So many names.
You know, my son Dutch has this, one of his gamer tags is Leandra, I think is the name. It's a weird story. He's, you know, he's a strange kid. And you remember how I told you how he's playing NBA 2K with a guy named Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill.
What?
Tyreek?
Yeah, Tyreek Hill is who he's playing.
Oh, no, that's what you told us.
Yeah, that's the name. So for the Kansas City Chiefs, they become friends, and they play all the time, 2K21. And last night he was telling me that they've moved over. They play Fortnite together now. Isn't that funny?
Dang. Yeah.
And the guy's got, like, he's playing in a game this weekend against Tom Brady.
The AFC Championship game?
The AFC Championship game. And then whoever wins that goes to the Super Bowl. And the guy's, like,
playing video
to decompress, games. He goes and plays against my 14-year-old. Hilarious. All right, here's another voicemail.
Hey, John Jay, it's Tex. I just called to say I want to party. It's time to party. I want to party with you. And one too many tamales, Suzette. And bring that other young Philly, Delaney. Make it a foursome. Tequila, vodka, Spam. Spam and eggs. Spam and cheese. Spam and sriracha. Spam, spam, spam all the time. Let's make it happen, buddy. Love Fest 2021. Yeah!
I want to party too. I feel your pain. It's been so long.
So the number is 602-888-1933. Here's another voicemail.
Hey guys, guess what? It's your boy Jonathan here. I'm a longtime listener, first time drunk dial caller. Hey, I just thought this was funny. I'm playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and I was trying to fight this wild boar, this like mythic boar, and it farted poisonous gas, and the gas killed me. And I was just thinking, oh man, that must be how Rich and Suzette and Kyle feel every time John Jay farts in the studio. Oh man, it's so funny. You guys are the best, man. I've never heard another radio show like you guys, and I love it.
Oh, thanks, I feel Jonathan. So understood. What?
All right.
For real.
Like our defense is only a scented candle. It can only do so much.
All right, I want to go over. I saw this list of 7 red flags to tell if a movie isn't worth watching. And I feel that I was born with this gift. But now I saw this list. And so we'll go over the list and I'll share my gifts. And I also have some funny audio of parrots. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so this wife found a brilliant way to break the news to her husband that she dented the car. This is a TikTok video. It went viral because she called her husband right after it happened.
Hey, babe.
Hey. So remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
Teamwork.
She's good. She is good.
This might be an idea for our drunk dial line, but back in November, someone launched a hotline that you can call if you needed to scream at something. And they're closing down the hotline today. But here are some of the screams. So you can use our hotline for that if you want.
Man, what if your alarm clock just went off like 3 seconds ago?
602-888-1933. If you ever want to vent, you could just scream on our special line there.
Why would they shut that down?
I feel like people... Probably because we got a new president. Maybe I don't know if it was tied into that, but it seems like it.
I feel like people need it.
So on Cameo, you know, on Cameo, like I'm on Cameo, Joey Bradford is on Cameo, but they just put Punxsutawney Phil on Cameo. Did you see that? The dog, the Phil.
Groundhog? What
is, yeah, the groundhog. So this year you can get a shout out from Punxsutawney Phil and the handler. So it's $80. And so like, for example, so the guy, the video you get is a dude with the hat, the top hat, and he's holding the groundhog. And like here, and like I heard this clip, and I was like, "What is it? Is it like a guy in a groundhog? But it's a guy holding the groundhog, the real groundhog."
What's up, B-Rad? We've got Punxsutawney Phil here, and I'm his handler, the Rainmaker. This is from your buddy Chaz. We understand you work in a hospital, and it's been a pretty tough year. On the bright side, I'm assuming you've got the vaccine, so you got that going for you.
Phil, isn't that weird?
It is.
I kind of felt that he'd have like a whole different, like, feel like they talk like in Bridgerton.
I feel like to do that, you would have to do that Snapchat filter where you just have the groundhog and then your mouth. Like, there's the mouth moving and it's just the groundhog, but it looks like he's talking.
Yeah, I just don't know.
With a higher voice, too.
Yeah, that would be better. Hey, I know you're over there. You probably have the vaccine, so that's great.
Yeah, man.
Some sort of character to him.
Okay, so there's this parrot on YouTube that sings along to various rock songs. His name's Tico. So here's Tico singing to Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. I think parrots are a hoot.
Yeah, they are.
Like here he is singing to Patience, Guns N' Roses.
That parrot's living his best life.
I know. All right, real quick. The best opening tracks in history on albums. The best opening tracks in history.
Ooh, okay. In history, because sir, there's some rock ones in there, some major rock ones.
Number three. So that means this is the first track on the album?
Yeah. Gonna let the elevator break us down. Oh, no, let's go! Gotta be Back in Black's gotta be on there.
Let's see, Kyle, do you know the words? Do you know the words of this one? This is number two.
I'm gonna give you my love.
No.
Apparently singing to this. Hold on,
that was number two.
That was number two. This is the number one best opening track in history of music.
Hmm. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease. Jungle, welcome to the jungle.
Still popular.
Updated the list, though.
My daughter asked me to teach her how to play that opening riff on the guitar just yesterday. You teach me Welcome to the Jungle? I'm like, how do you know that song?
Jay-Z is on there. He's like number four or five. I just don't remember what song. Let's see. Hold on.
From Numb Encore? The Linkin Park thing? Is that
was that
cool?
An opening track?
Yeah, let's see. No Church in the Wild. Jay-Z, Kanye West featured Frank Ocean. You know that one?
I would have to hear it.
Let's see. I have. Oh, okay. Of course, there's a commercial. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. That's a great song.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Red flags that a movie isn't worth watching. To me, when I see a trailer for a movie, a commercial for a movie, when you see pretty much the whole freaking movie, mm-hmm. I always go, that movie's going to suck. Mm-hmm. I have this, that's my take on it. Also, when I see a commercial for a movie and they play music that's already been a hit song, I think the movie's going to suck.
Why?
I know, to me, that usually happens that way. Huh. Especially when it's a random older song. Like, if you go a song that came out like a year or two ago, and then I'm like, okay, that movie's going to suck. And it usually does. Hmm. Yeah. Because they're trying to do everything they possibly can to tell you this is going to be a good movie. If it's a comedy and the trailer doesn't make you laugh at least once, they say don't bother. If you feel the trailer told you the whole story from A to Z, you're probably right, not a good movie.
Netflix does that a little bit.
If the good reviews come from one or two critics, it's probably a flop. In the first few minutes of the trailer, if it includes a casual conversation where they over-explain the backstory or setup, the script might not be that solid. If the ads say the critics are calling it laugh out loud funny, It's not funny.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
They do that a lot.
If it's based on a true story that happened in the last year or two, it's probably not a good movie because they didn't have enough time to make it. If there's unnecessary nudity in the first 10 minutes, it's probably not very good. Unless, of course, that's why you're watching it.
Well, Bridgerton had a little nudity in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then Troy.
The series, not a movie, though.
Don't we see Brad Pitt's butt?
That wasn't a very good movie.
That was a good movie.
I didn't think that was a good movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
But in Bridgerton, there was a nudity. There was just a sex scene, him against the girl up against a tree, but there wasn't nudity in it. There was a nudity for a while in Bridgerton. Nudity.
15 minutes in then.
But there was a sex scene, but not nudity.
Okay.
Where was there nudity in the first?
When he's with the singer.
The opera singer?
After that, yeah. There was nudity there, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but that's who he had up against the tree.
I don't remember.
Same girl.
Oh.
All right, then.
Who, by the way, when you watch that, every time I see the opera singer in Bridgerton, when she smiles to me, she looks like Kelly Clarkson.
Really?
Yeah, she has a Kelly Clarkson thing. Yeah, I didn't. Every time I saw it.
She's pretty.
Really pretty.
All right, we're going to get to What You Want to Know Wednesday. Blaine thinks there may be something going on between his girlfriend and her new hot boss because they've been carpooling to work together every day. What You Want to Know Wednesday next, John, Jay, and Rich.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for What You Want to Know Wednesday. Let's figure out what's going on in Blaine's world, what he needs answers to. Hello, Blaine.
Blaine's world.
Hey, everybody. Thank you guys for having me.
What's up, man? What do you want to know? How can we help you?
Well, so I might just be being paranoid, but I really hope not. And basically what happened, just get right into it, is about a month ago my car died, and I was going to have to Uber to work. But my girlfriend, Sienna, was like, don't do that. You know, it's so far. That's going to be really expensive. I just got a brand new job. It's much closer. Why don't you take my car and use that while yours is getting fixed, and I'll Uber to work. I was like, okay, that's really nice. That's cool. It sounds good. So she was going to be having her first day, and she was trying to, you know, look up where the building was and stuff and was having some trouble finding it. So she just texted the guy that was going to be her boss and was, you know, trying to get some clarity on exactly where to go and everything. And he's like, you know what, I'll just pick you up. I'll pick you up on the first day, and that way you can, you know, see exactly where the building is, get the lay of the land and all this other stuff. And she'd already told me this guy's, like, super nice and everything from the interview process. So I was like, okay, no big deal, no worries. But Monday morning rolls around, and he comes to pick her up, and it's like this super, like, nice, like, blacked out Mercedes. And then the guy, like, gets out of the car and is, like, you know, opening her car door and perfect gentleman and all this other stuff. And then also, like, the guy's like, I'm not going to lie, he's a good-looking guy. Also, like, side note, my girlfriend is really pretty. So, I mean, guys always try to, like, get her number and stuff, and she always has to tell him, like, I have a boyfriend or whatever. But anyway, so my car, I finished getting it fixed. And so I tell her, like, okay, cool, I got my car back. Like, you can have yours, and you can, you know, start driving to work now and everything. Thanks for letting me borrow that. But ever since then, like, they still ride together, like, all the time or half the time or whatever. And I'm just like, what is that about, you know?
Yeah, that would make me a little...
the environment, man. They're saving the environment.
Yeah, true. But that, at the same time, that would make me feel a little uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you asked her why?
I haven't actually, like, asked her directly. I mean, I asked her about him. Like, you know, is he married or, like, all this other stuff. But she's always like, you know, no, like, just downplays it and all this other stuff. Doesn't really want to talk very much about it. And so then I'm always kind of, like, backing off. I'm like, okay, cool, yeah, you know. But, like, we don't really, you know, talk very much about it. So, like, you know, straight up, you know, or anything.
Does he get out and open the car door for her every time?
Yeah, he does.
I mean, carpooling for work. Like, I'm trying to think. If I was coming to pick you guys up, you know,
I wouldn't get out.
I would actually think it's weird if you got out of the
car. I'd be like, hey. You know what I mean? Like,
at 3 a.m.
Yeah, for the guy to get out of the car and open the car door for her, and they're going on a carpool.
Yeah.
I mean, I know chivalry doesn't matter whether you're dating or not, but it's like, we're going to work together. Get in the car. I don't know. That's such a
it does seem
a weird
like
thing that you got to deal with in your head.
I think the only thing you can do is you yourself have to set him up with the girl of his dreams. It's not your girl, or else.
Well, let me ask you guys, what do you think about that? Him getting out of the car every time to open the door.
That's a bit much for me. If they're just coworkers, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I get what you say about the chivalry thing, but I think that that's like what you do on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he's trying to make a move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I hold the door open for you here in the studio when you guys go in and out.
Yeah, that's but the car, nice. Is it like the car door is different.
Yeah, because you got to get up and walk around.
Plus, like on a date, there's the whole... He opens the car door, and then you lean over and open his door. So then I'm picturing she have to lean over and open his door every time. And then after a while, I'd be like, this is annoying. Can you just open your own door? And I'll open my own door. Thank you. Thank you. I see you're a gentleman. Great. We got past that. But like, okay. Enough.
Yeah. So are we calling Sienna to ask her if she has something going on with her boss?
I mean, I was thinking we could just call Mark. I mean, that's her boss. And I mean, I just want to talk to him. Just like straight up man to man and be like,
good.
What's up?
That's good because I had no idea how we were going to bust them either way. Okay. But if they're going directly to the source, don't you think he's going to deny it at first?
Well, also, are you at all worried that this may affect like her job or how, you know, things might get a little awkward at work after this?
Yeah, I mean, I hope not. I haven't really, I've really thought through all the logistics yet. I mean, if it goes bad, I might just hang up. I mean, I have no idea.
Okay. Elaine, have you noticed, does she change her wardrobe when she's getting picked up? Is she dressing nicer, sexier?
No, I mean, she just looks good all the time. Wouldn't she?
Okay.
Nothing's really all that different.
It's got to feel bad, too, because your car busted. Your car died. And because of that, the good-looking guys got a relationship with her.
Okay. Have you guys had any, like, trust issues before? Because, I mean... Earlier you mentioned, you know, guys pick up on her all the time and she has to say, I have a boyfriend. Has this been an issue, like you being jealous or maybe a little insecure?
I mean, honestly, not really. We've been together like 3 years and nothing has ever, you know, gone down or you know, been dramatic or anything. It's not really anything like that. So that's why I'm thinking like maybe I'm just getting in my own head this time or something. I don't know.
And she's not acting different with you, right?
Mm-mm. No, not really.
All right, so we'll call Mark. Mark sounds more like a stepdad than a boss. All right, we'll call Mark. And do you have any?
Are we telling Mark he's on the radio?
We're a wacky morning show looking for some fun tidbits to talk about.
What's going on with your new girl?
Yeah.
Everyone in the office is talking about it.
What's your business's policy?
Yeah. All right, Blaine, hold on the line, man. It's What You Want to Know Wednesday. With John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we are in the middle of What You Want to Know Wednesday. So here's the deal. Blaine's car broke down. So his girlfriend said, use my car. I'll get a ride with my boss. Boss shows up, really good looking dude.
In a Mercedes.
In a Mercedes, blacked out Mercedes. He even gets out of the car and opens the door for her.
Perfect gentleman.
So now Blaine's like, whoa, what's up with this? So Blaine gets his car fixed. She says, don't worry about it. You can still use my car because now my boss and I worked out. He's going to pick me up every day, carpool. And now Blaine's like, what the heck? Because now the guy gets out of the car every time, right? I mean, that's...
But you would think if the guy is a perfect gentleman, he wouldn't let sleep with someone else's girlfriend. You'd hope.
Are you guys, is this scene like a movie scene?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because Blaine said that the boss is very handsome. I see Bridgerton, Simon Duke.
Oh, you see him?
Duke. Oh. Yeah, that's all I see right now.
Are they getting in a carriage?
Yeah. And I.
He opens the carriage door.
Daphne. Yeah.
I'm looking at it too, that he's looking out of a second story window down at them. Mm-hmm. And he gets in a black car. And the guy gets out. He's dressed in black, turtleneck and black coat and black pants. And gets out, opens the door. It's also kind of raining a little bit. And then opens the door. And she's, you know.
The detail.
I don't know. That's how I see it. You know. And then the car door closes. Uh-huh. And then I'm trying to see. Is there a kiss?
Blaine can't see.
Blaine can't see. You don't know. We don't know.
The windows are blacked out. It's and then he's like, no, no, Sienna.
Or what's funny is, what if what we don't see is that he does that, and in the back seat of the car, there's like kids in car seats. And,
or like three other coworkers.
Yeah. So Blaine, it could go either one of those ways. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess as ready as I'm going to be.
All right. So his name is Mark.
You freaked him out so bad.
We're calling his girlfriend's boss, Mark.
Yeah, hi, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Who is this?
This is Suzette from the John Jay and Rich radio show. We wanted to put you on the radio for a second because we just wanted to talk, if that's okay.
Why do you want to talk to me?
We want to talk to you about, we are not that far away from Valentine's Day, and we were wanted to talk about, you know, romance in the office, and you being the big cheese. We're calling different big cheeses around and getting different opinions on work romances. Are you available to speak to us, sir? Your Highness.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your Grace.
Your Grace.
Huh?
I don't know where you got the big cheese thing from, but that's kind of funny. Okay.
Don't you have employees, sir?
Yeah, I do, but I don't talk about myself like that.
Oh. Well, let's just talk about office romance. How about this? How long have you been in the current position that you're in?
About 6 years.
Are you a married guy?
I am not.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a girlfriend, long-term girlfriend?
No. What is this really about? What is this about?
Well, we're weeks away from Valentine's Day, and so we wanted to get into office romance. How about this? Are you dating anybody? Do you have any work romances brewing right now?
No, I don't.
Have you ever?
No. Yeah, I don't know that I really have time for this. What is this for?
Okay, listen, Mark. This is Blaine, okay? This is Sienna's boyfriend, Blaine. I'm also on the line. And how about this? You know, you guys are riding together so much now. How about this question? Are you sleeping with my girlfriend?
What? What are you talking about?
Are you sleeping with my girlfriend, Sienna? That's the question. Very easy question.
Yeah, I am.
What?
Sure.
What the f***? Really?
Blaine, I'm kidding.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. I'm not serious. I'm kidding. I'm Gabe.
Wait, Blaine. You're kidding? So, like, you are or you
Blaine.
Aren't? I'm confused.
Blaine, I don't like women. Blaine, I like
what? Is it as serious as sound like this guy's just like f***ing with me? Like,
hey, listen, do you hear what he said? I don't know if you're listening. I think you're in shock by his first joke. But did you hear what he said? He does not like woman.
Woman?
Yeah, he said woman.
Woman?
He goes, I don't like woman.
I heard that.
Women.
No, he said woman.
So woman?
Like, he said woman. Did you
does
hear?
He like multiple women? Like, I don't understand. What?
Blaine, I'm a homosexual. I'm gay. Okay?
I don't even know what to do with this. Like, are you serious? Are you just...
Yeah, no, ask Sienna. I'm surprised she didn't even tell you. I'm surprised that I haven't come up.
Oh, my God.
You happy?
That's happy a relief.
I just was not expecting that. I'm so sorry. Like, I had no idea.
Well, you don't have to be sorry that I'm gay. I don't look gay.
No. I'm not sorry about that. I'm sorry about, like, the way, are you sure you're not, like, bi? Like, like Sienna?
I'm pretty sure I know what I am, but thank you for your concern.
Can you keep this on the down low and not let Sienna know about this? Because you can see, Blake, I mean, you're a very handsome man. You're picking up his girlfriend every day. You're opening the door for her. So he's like concerned. So he came to us. Is there a way you can keep this on the down low?
And not tell her about this conversation?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. This whole thing is weird, but I wish you would have just asked. You know, of course, it's not a big deal.
Would it be cool if Blaine sent you nudes of himself?
Oh my gosh.
What the heck?
Just to kind of keep this, you know.
Just to make this awkward situation more awkward.
Now you can blackmail Blaine.
No.
Since he's got,
no.
Yeah, come on. Why are you so nice?
I would never. No.
He is so nice.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry for for the way I, you know, just came at you. You know, I was just a little paranoid, but I'm relieved. Yeah. And I appreciate you being so cool about, like, you know, about all of this and just sort of not bringing it up to Sienna. So thanks for all that.
Sure. You're welcome.
Boy, he is chill.
You're welcome?
Is this so awkward?
Weird way to start chill. Your
day. I mean, I don't know what to say. What do I say in this situation?
No, I get it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite musical?
Not that gay.
Okay, Mark. Blaine, I'd still
you guys
follow
happy?
Stop it. Wrap it up. Right.
Leave him alone now.
All right, Mark. Blaine, so are you satisfied, Blaine?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Now you can run away from this and never bring it up again.
I know. Uh-huh. Thank you, Mark, for going on air with us.
All right. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. That's what you want to know Wednesday. John Chandler.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so President Trump, he pardoned a lot of people yesterday. Like 143 people, right, Kyle?
Yep.
Lil Wayne's one of them. Kodak Black's one of them. Bunch of people. But, like, he did not pardon Joe Exotic, Tiger King. Like, so if you're one of those people that were waiting to be pardoned, we're here for you. We even have our pardon sound effect. All right, so we will pardon you. So you just tell us what you need to be pardoned for, because a lot of our paperwork got lost. So you tell us, remind us why you need to get pardoned, and we will pardon you. Cody, welcome. What did you do wrong? What do you need to be pardoned for?
So I got away with keeping something alive in my closet for about a month. I was living with, like, my very strict grandma in high school, and she wouldn't allow anything in the house. No boyfriends, no pets, nothing. And I loved animals. So one day, me and my friend had this great idea that we would drive to the other side of town to a feed store, pick up a baby duck, and we would co-parent it. And it worked for about a month. I would pass it in and out of my window to my girlfriend. She would come over at night, and I would get it, like, the next day and put it in my closet. I had a heat lamp. I had the little radio turned on and, like, a heating pad for it. And my grandma didn't find out for, like, a month until, like, I came home one day after school. And she's standing there with a duck in her hand. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Damn, the duck in her hand. Like,
grandma, I can explain. What?
And what?
Yeah, I was in big trouble. So we didn't live in our house anymore. But he loved it, and my brother got it, and we built a pond for it. So it lived happily ever after. It was kind of a joke.
You said
story.
You built a pond?
Okay, well, we didn't, like, make, like, a big pond. It was a kiddie pool, and we put some pots around it.
It's a pond for the ducks.
I want you to think about this for a second. Like, every time I ever got in trouble, even from my grandmother, like, I would come home, and their grandma would be sitting there with, like, a slipper in her hand, a chunkle in her hand. Mm-hmm. My uncle, I came home, he was in trouble. He had a belt in his hand. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you get in trouble, mom's got a bong in her hand. What's this? You come home and grandma's holding a duck in her hand.
How long
what,
was
the
she
duck?
She's standing there for hours just waiting to make your entrance.
I found this duck in a closet. A living duck. Wow, that must have been a mess. Anyway, Cody, we will pardon you.
Wow, before Joe Exotic, I'm yeah. Super
still the same thing. It's still capturing animals that should be in the wild. Same kind of pardon.
You've been pardoned. You can live your life knowing that you're good to go. And take that weight off your chest.
Mm-hmm. I'm good for another 4 years at least, right?
Yeah. What's your pardon, though? They can't come back after you after 4 years, can they? Like, no, the next president, can he go be pissed off at Lil Wayne four years from now? All right, thanks, Cody. Have a great day. You're free.
You too. Thank you.
Nikki, what do you need to be pardoned from?
So I got away with robbing my first job's vending machine for about 5 years. I felt so guilty that I just went to lunch one day and quit because I thought they were going to catch me and I didn't want to be humiliated.
What were you taking for the vending machine? Like money or
the
food?
Money.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I was picturing Nikki. You like stealing some Cheetos every day.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
How are you getting the money?
Because I was working the cash register at a car wash, so a lot of people would ask for singles to tip the guys outside. So there was a button in the computer that you would just type in how many singles you got from the vending machine. And I would also pay myself cash at the end of the day. So I'd just say there was like 120 singles and there'd be like 150. So when I would pay myself at the end of the day, I knew that extra $30 was in there and accounted for. But it started innocent. It was because I rear-ended a Dodge Charger Enterprise car, and I didn't want my parents to find out, so I wanted to pay for it out of pocket. This was only supposed to go on for that long to pay for the bumper, and then it just became a dirty addiction.
Oh, no.
Wow. Okay, so you quit because you thought they were going to find out. Since then, have you lived a clean life?
Yes, definitely. I would never do that again. I'm much older now, much smarter.
Wow. man. Oh, should we pardon her?
Of course we should.
Yeah, well, we said we would do it.
You didn't make mistakes. John Jay.
Oh, man. That's pretty cool.
We
got to
come through on our promises.
Yeah. That's so conniving. It's so kniving.
Hey, that wasn't better. The point of the segment.
That's
yeah.
I mean, it's
judge.
Not as cute as keeping an innocent duck in your closet. I mean, you freaking stole from a company.
She changed her way.
Fine, let's go. Pardon. Nikki, you've
Thank
been pardoned.
You so much.
All right. Have a great day. All right.
Bye, guys.
Jill, what crime did you commit? Why do you need to be pardoned?
I got free pizza for about 6 months from a major pizza chain.
How'd you do that?
They messed up my pizza one day. It had been a really bad day. They put sauce on it when I said no sauce. And I called and I did throw a fit. And they said, well, we'll give you $25 credit. I said, okay, that's cool. And I went to use my credit and thought I would owe them a little bit of change. And it was free. I said, well, I didn't do the math right. And then the next week, it was free, and it did that for about 6 months.
Okay, let's talk about the real crime here. Who eats pizza without sauce? You have to have sauce.
You're going to think I'm insane, but pizza has that little curled up tomato peel that's like a little red stick. Mm-hmm. I see them, and I can't deal with them.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Wait, so you ate 6 months of free pizza?
I did. I really paid for it because I gained weight. So karma did hit me a little bit.
We can totally pardon you. Yeah. Here, you pardoned.
Please add sauce next time.
Good luck, Jill. Speaking of sauce, so my son Dutch, he had basketball practice last night. He went to the orthodontist yesterday, and I think you know you guys. I know Rich and Kyle. Do you have braces, Suzette? Do you have braces?
No, I did Invisalign.
But as a kid, you didn't have braces. I didn't have braces either, so I don't understand a lot about braces. But my son Dutch yesterday has braces, and he had to go to the orthodontist, and he got them tightened.
Oh, and
he had to wear rubber bands, and he was talking to me like this. Hey, Dad, I had to go to practice. Ugh. Right? He was doing that, and he couldn't eat. Yeah. And he was like, I can't eat anything. And he just, like, you know, his mom had made salmon burgers. So we came home like at 9 o'clock last night, and he goes to make soup. Blake went to bed, and the dude is like, I put something on my stories. He literally opened up this huge can of tomato soup. He's cut up onions. He's got a YouTube video on how to make soup. And he's got Alexa here. He goes, Alexa, set timer 35 minutes. And I'm like, 35 minutes, it's 9 o'clock. And he's like, yeah, he goes, sorry, I'm hungry, I gotta eat. It looks like he made soup for like, you know, the army. Like he made a lot of soup.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, I gotta go to sleep. I go, you know, you're home all day after school. Why didn't you make the soup earlier today? Why are you doing 9 o'clock at night? And he's like, well, John. He calls me John. Well, John, I didn't know I was going to orthodontist today.
Oh.
He's like, I didn't know I was going to orthodontist because I went to go pick up, mom went to go pick up Kemp, and then all of a sudden we're going to AJ's, and next thing you know, we're going to orthodontist. And he goes, I had no idea.
Rubber bands are serious, man. That's no fun.
You should be proud of him, though, for making himself food. You know, so many kids would be like, just go to sleep hungry.
Yeah, so Blake went down to check on him at one point, and she goes back up. She goes, man, that kid. I'm not worried about that kid at all.
No.
He's independent. He can do everything.
I mean, he's chopping his own onions. It's like he didn't even just get a can of soup. He's literally like making his own soup.
Literally. I've never done anything like that in my life. Like if I opened up, I would look for a can. And if it's not there, I'm not having soup. Do you know what I mean? Like he made soup. And he's like got the YouTube video on. He's pausing it. He's mixing everything. And then when Blake came back up, she goes, I helped him, I guess, our wedding. It's so funny how my wife references our wedding like we just got married. Remember that wedding gift we got? Like, that's what she said. We got married a long time ago. And it's something you put in the soup and it cuts up all the tomatoes. You ever heard of that? No? Me neither. But apparently, you stick this thing in the soup like a blender. I don't know what it is. And it takes all the tomatoes and makes it fluffy. So she gave that to him. So when I got up this morning, I thought I'm going to the kitchen into a disaster. Not one spot anywhere. He cleaned
he
up the whole thing.
He cleaned up?
Yeah, the whole place.
What's going on?
He's like the perfect roommate. Yeah. Anyway, you've been pardoned. Here's the pardon again one more time. John Jay and Rich.
Find John Jay and Rich on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Kyle, so yesterday was your husband's birthday.
It was.
Did the thing happen that you're talking about?
I worked so hard.
You worked hard on his birthday?
I gave him a fabulous day. And what does he do? He takes my things. So I've kind of started this new thing, and it's not recent, like for a while. If I can't find something of mine, like my phone, I kind of lose it all the time. I look over at him and I'm all, Ham, did you take my phone? It's because I can't find it, right? It's whatever it is. Ham, do you know where my towel is? No. It's, Ham, did you take my towel? I think, and it's just the thing. So I was expecting a package, what I think is a very important package as a woman, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It was from Tampon Tribe. So there you go. I'm waiting for the stuff.
Is that, that's like a, it comes every.
Tampon Tribe. It's, they're tampons. But their thing is they're toxin free. It's like an amazing company. Mm. Anyways, I'm looking for the box and I can't find it. And I'm like, Ham, did you take my box? As I normally do accuse him of taking something. He's like, I didn't take it. I handed it to you. I'm like, you didn't hand me the box. Otherwise, I would know where I put the box down, or at least the vicinity. So I'm searching around the house, searching around the house. I'm like starting to get stressed out because if I don't have those products, it's going to be bad news bears.
You're like, I'm starting my courses.
Exactly.
<Yes. laughs> It will be scary.
I'm starting my courses, Your Grace.
And you're like, get my tampon drop.
You need it.
So do you, all of a sudden, it looks like a light bulb went off in his head, right? And he goes, oh, hold on a minute. And he literally goes out into our front yard. Okay. He goes, oh, it's right here. He had gone out to get the box. And apparently Daisy, our dog, had ran out and like into the front yard. And she has this bad habit of running into the street, even if there's a car coming. So he got distracted and he left it like on the pillar. So it was literally like sitting on the pillar, almost taunting a porch pirate to come take it all day.
Like it says tampons on the box.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
extra wide or whatever the hell it is. Whatever they say. Like people in the neighborhood know.
Boy, Don't judge my tampons.
The neighbors are like, we think Miss Unfug is on her courses.
I was like, how dare you put it here?
The UPS guy's got a little carriage, horse and carriage.
Man.
He drops off the little box. Everyone's watching Bridgerton now.
But just people to see those. It's so embarrassing.
I know.
It's like, oops, you didn't want to see that. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. But really, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. This is a natural thing. Like, you know what I mean? I'm helping save the environment by using these people.
Oh, no.
Very nice.
Now you're having the perceived confrontation. Don't go there, Kyle. We already got one of those.
So we got them, so no worries.
Good.
Hey, we're going to play Beach Shazam. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Hey, tomorrow night, it's the biggest night of the year for podcast fans. Our 2021 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. Almost 100 million people listen to podcasts every month. And we're recognizing the best of the best. Don't miss our 2021 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. Watch on iHeartRadio's YouTube and Facebook tomorrow, 9 p.m. All right, let's get to Beach Shazam. Our contestant is Alana. Hello, Alana.
Hello.
Hello, if you win, Alana, you could win a lot of prizes. Suzette's the host. How do we play, Suzette? Let's play.
All right, Beach Shazam. We do have a little theme today. So these are songs about someone else. So same thing as always. I'm going to play 7 seconds of this popular song. You get to lock in the artist and the title for a chance for 2 points. After the buzzer, though, you can tell me who the song is about and you can get a third point. Okay. Also, if you don't guess anything, the artist, the title, or who the song is about, somebody else has a chance to steal. Got it, Alana?
Got it.
Okay, girl. We are going to start with John Jay.
Why are we wasting time on all your wasted crime when you should be with me?
Shawn Mendes.
I know I can treat you
right, treat you better. And he says in the documentary, every song is about what's-her-face, Camila Cabello.
Very nice. Man. John Jay.
All before the buzzer.
All before the buzzer, right?
Yeah. Woo! 3 points for John Jay. Very nice. Up next is Rich.
Got my head spinning.
John Legend.
No kidding.
It's about Chrissy Teigen.
Pin you down.
What's the name of the song? All About You, All About Love, All About Love.
All of Me.
All of me. All of me. Got 2 points there, Rich. Very nice. Very good. Not
very
bad.
Very nice.
Very nice. Up next is Kyle.
Okay, that's The Weeknd. And I think that one is about Bella Hadid. There's a... Call my name.
Call Out My Name is the title of the song, and it's about Selena Gomez.
Are you sure, though?
I'm sure, because he says he was going to cut a piece out of his... of himself to give to her. Yeah, and
could it possibly be about both of them? I'll take a half point.
Sorry, Kyle. I can only give you 1 point. All right, everyone's on the board so far. Alana, here's your song.
Get my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, the yummy, yum.
Justin Bieber, yummy, yum. And is it about Hailey Bieber?
It is about Hailey Bieber. You said yummy, yum. It's yummy. I'm still going to give it to you, Alana. That's good. You got 3 points. Very nice. You are tied with John Jay. Rich has 2 points. Kyle has 1. Round 2. Back over to John Jay.
Red lights, stop signs. I still see your face in the white cars.
I don't know. I think that's, hold on, I'm not done yet. I think that's Halsey delayed. Delay from Rich, delay of game. I should get more time.
Rich. Kyle.
Rich.
It's the song Delaney presented. That's number one. That's Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License. Yes. And it's about the guy that dumped her who's 23 and she was 17. I just totally forgot his name, though.
Well, you paid attention. Very nice. Mm. That's for Joshua Bassett.
Oh, yeah.
But you got 2 points there because that is Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. So Rich is now in the lead with 4 points. Up next is Rich.
What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you.
It's about Jay-Z, Beyonce.
They don't love you like I love
Hold
you.
Hold up.
Very nice. Okay, Rich with 7 points, killing the game right now. Kyle, over to you.
Okay, that is Halsey. And it's about her ex. What's his face? I can see his face. What's his face?
What's his face?
Yes.
G-E-Z.
Jeezy. That should have been Jeezy for me.
And it's called Without Me. But you got a point there, so you got 2 points now.
I'm so slow.
It's just hard when the timer. I get it. The pressure. All right, Alana, it's your turn.
Me, yeah. To love, love, yeah. To love.
About Justin Bieber, and it's Lose You to Love.
Very nice. Ooh. Right behind Rich. You got 6 points. Rich is in the lead with 7. John Jay has 3. Kyle has 2. Okay, let's do round 3. Back over to John Jay.
Said that you was working, but you out here chasing. Who knows? But true lies, chilling poolside, living true lies. I could have did what you did to.
I'm gonna say it's about Offset, and I think that song is called. Color Me Bad.
Be careful.
Mm-hmm. Be careful. There you go. Be careful is what it's called. You got 2 points, though. That is Cardi B, and it's about Offset. So you got 5 points. Offset. Rich, over to you.
Oh, it's about Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande. Thank you, next.
Yes, I'm just killing this game.
I'm
killing it.
I know.
It's like... We don't even need to do mine.
Yes, Rich has 10 points, man. All right, Kyle, over to you.
Oh, have fun. I really couldn't care less, and you can give him my best, but just know.
You're not my friend. That is Billie Eilish. Who is that about? Do we know?
It's a group of people. Just looking who she's talking to and why. Do you remember?
The Moors?
All the fat shamers.
Oh.
Remember, you actually told us that, John Jay, her music video. Therefore I Am is what the song is called. Mm-hmm. All right, you got a point there with 3 points. All right, Alana, you've got 6 points, but if you guess, each one is 5 points. So if you guess the artist, that's 5 points. If you guess the title, that's 5 points. And who it's for, that's also 5 points. So you can beat Rich, okay?
All right.
Okay, here you go.
You know what used to be mad love.
Take
a look what you've
Taylor Swift.
Cause baby, now we got
Bad Blood, and it's about Katy Perry.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah. Winner,
she got
chicken dinner.
Perfect score.
Congratulations. Hold on the line. We get some info for you. Hold on. By the way, I was watching Bridgerton. And when you watch
again?
No. But I noticed that when I watch it with subtitles on, when they play the music, you know, like it says the first song that's played that, you know, they take modern songs, it's Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. And it says, you know, like they say, you know, whatever the girl says, and I'm walking and I can't stand you. And then it says music plays and it says Thank You Next. It says Thank You Next, right? So I was like, oh, wow, that is Thank You Next. But from that point on, after that, they never tell you the name of the song in the subtitles. Isn't that weird?
Oh, weird.
The very first time they say, thank you, next plays. And then after that, because I know there's a Billie Eilish song in there.
Taylor Swift.
There's an Ed Sheeran song, but it's all, and they never tell you the name of the song.
I wonder if they did that on purpose so you can pay attention to the songs now instead of just looking at the
after
subtitles.
The first time?
Yeah.
Because I'm reading, whoa, okay, wow. And then never again. And I'm like, what song is that? You're right. Because I paid attention to every song and I couldn't, and it was so much fun. It was like classical version of Beach Shazam.
Yeah. I like that.
So, Kyle, what are we expecting for what you need to know?
I'm going to tell you what will actually burn more calories than those workouts you're doing. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
Okay, this could be a bummer or it could be good news. There was not a Mega Millions jackpot winner last night in the drawing, which is sad if you got your tickets, but good news if you didn't, because now you can get on the $970 million jackpot that they'll draw for next week.
Incredible.
30 mil short of a bill.
It's insane.
Wow. That's how people who have that money talking. What, one bill? Two bill? 30 mil? Okay. In any case, so like I said, good news, bad news. It's kind of up to you to decide. This could be good news also, especially if you're vegan or, you know, animal, you just love animals, right? So researchers say they've developed a new form of lab-grown meat that they say has a more natural taste and texture than other alternative meats. Apparently, they stack thin sheets of cultivated muscle and fat cells together.
So gross.
Delectable.
But it's not actually like animal. It's like lab grown meat products that they say actually taste better. And you can customize, like, let's say you were ordering one of their steaks. You can customize the marbling and the flavor. I don't know. You know, that's good news if they don't have to kill the animals anymore, right? So they're saying that, you know, a lot of people have kept their New Year's resolutions. And by now, a lot of people have kind of said sayonara to them. But there are more people, I think, working out at home since the pandemic. And if you're working out regularly, that's awesome. Obviously, it's good all around. But experts say there's something that you can do that will actually burn more calories if you stick to your household chores, i.e. Cleaning your house. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Scrubbing. They say when you add it up, your monthly household chores can burn you 20,000 calories compared to 16,000 calories if you do your burpees all the time. So clean your house and you can get healthy. And that's three things you need to know.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.